Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Money Course. Last few days in this course, we've been talking about expenses. And so now we're going to try a bit of a budgeting exercise as it relates to expenses. We're going to help a fictional couple named Steve and Joanna figure out their budget. So let's think of what the key steps we've learned are so far. Step one, work out your income. Step two, identify regular payments, often the monthly ones. Step three, look at all the other weekly and occasional expenses. Step four, prioritize which ones can't be dropped. And step five, find some savings in that. Try to find a way to cut back on the expenses to make sure you're saving something every month and working towards having an emergency fund that would pay 3 months of your expenses. So we're going to look at Steve and Joanna's situation a little bit. Steve and Joanna need your help making a budget. They both had good jobs, but Joanna just lost hers. And so now they're struggling to make ends meet. We're going to look at some of the numbers. They're made up numbers to a degree. They're based on a situation in another country. I've converted them to Canadian dollars, but they don't represent the actual numbers that may exist in your life. Or the actual government benefits that you might receive in your province or your country. So don't pay too much attention to the exact numbers and whether they're real or fit your situation. Just look at their situation and try to help Joanna and Steve figure out what to do. So here's the story. Steve has a job. He brings home $2,500 a month. And Joanna has just lost her job. And she gets social assistance of almost $300 every 2 weeks. They have a little girl, 3 years old, and they get a child allowance for her of $42 a week. Now their expenditures, they own their own home, they have a mortgage that costs them about $810 a month. Gas costs them $50 per month, and electricity costs them $80 a month. In terms of their weekly spending and living costs, they've added up their groceries, cost between $160 and $220 a week, about $190 on average. Steve buys his lunch at work, $50 a week. They have a car, so they need to insure it. It cost $1,250 last year for the insurance and $100 for licensing. Now we're going to help them look at their budget. We're going to help pull together a budget. There's an attached file called Steve and Joanna's Overspending Budget Table. You're going to find some of the things that I just described to you verbally. You'll find it all written down there. And you can also find it in the post where this video or podcast is hosted. So in that file, the columns are the same as those money pots we discussed a couple days ago. Weekly, monthly, quarterly, annual spending expenditures. Now, if you find this exercise daunting, there are kind of two ways to do it. It's worth doing it slowly. So do it in a group. If you're not quite sure how to do all this, how to do the math, how to prioritize things, find some other people. If you're in a household with a spouse or a loved one, do this expense report with them. Talk about Steve and Joanna's situation together. It might be easier actually than talking about your own situation. It'll be less personal. So work with somebody else on this, somebody close to you or a friend, somebody who you know would benefit from working through this course with you. So your challenge for today is to work out Steve and Joanna's overspending. Figure out how much they are overspending each month. And then tomorrow, we'll look at some ways to cut back. So, enjoy putting that into practice. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.